Righto, trendsetters, rug up with us this winter. Next merch drop coming in hot.
14th of May, Tuesday, 6 p.m. at alphablokes.com.au. We've got our two hoodie designs. These designs won't be coming back. We've got a light colour. We've got a dark colour. These things are unreal. We can't wait for you to start wearing them around the flats and rugging up next to the fire. 6 p.m. Tuesday, 14th of May. Don't miss out. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
Welcome back to the ABC, the Alpha Blokes Circus.
Yeah.
We're still juggling, but we're here.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is like this is a nice moment where we're just forced to sit down and hear from some absolute fucking legends.
In the heat.
But, you know,
we're going to stay positive.
Fucking oath we are. We're here to give the everyday battler a voice. Delete head noise one laugh at a time. If you're cracking a beer, make it a better beer. Got to go to training after this. So I probably won't drink beers right now. If I was, you know, might go down to the midi or something like that and mix it up a bit. But, look, it's the athlete's choice. It's the good cunt's choice. It's the boxer's choice at the moment. Better be. Another supporter of ours, CTC, the big fella himself, head to thecountrycompanies.com for one of his designs that you've seen around the flats, or head to truckercaps.com to design your own. Make sure you use the code ALPHABLOKES at discount for a discount at checkout. Should we hear a property from this fella?
I reckon I've got a bit of an idea. So, yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. He's full of surprises, the boy.
He's got a bit on. He's the same as us. He's got a bit on.
Yeah.
Strap in. It's time again for Knuckles Proper Trion.
Hello, gents. Just Knuckles here calling up his proper Trion of the week. Oh, fucking hell. What a morning it's been. So I had boxing training, and every time before we go, start the session, we sort of go for about a kilometre walk, maybe 2 kilometres. Start the boxing gym, walk up Mary Street to the end of Mary Street in Gympie, then back, so just get the blood flowing in the morning. Anyway, so it was myself, boxing coach Tiny, and another amateur / pro boxer they've got come in to help me spar and pretty much just flog the piss out of me, really. Anyway, so we're walking up Mary Street, just casually laughing. Next minute, 4 fucking crackies jump out. Fucking one of them's got a knife. Going, oi, give us your fucking money. And we start laughing. We said, we got no money, cunt. We're just going for a walk. They said, well, give us fucking what you got. We said, nothing, mate. We just got our phones. That's it. Fuck off. Like, they said, well, fucking take your phones. Next minute, big Tiny, fucking old mate with a knife, he just upends the cunt, sends him back. The pro boxer's got fucking 3 on the ground. And yeah, you know what it is? They left the fucking big cunt for me, didn't they? Well, fuck me. This fella's upended me, and we're down. She's not a boxing match. She's a fucking wrestling match. Me and this big cracky. Thank fuck I used to do Zenda Kai back in the day. Got a bit of wrestling about me. You would have thought that I was fucking Sean Strickland putting this cunt in an armbar. Fucking bang. So then Tiny gives him a bit of a kick in the guts, and these fucking crackies, they leave. Fucking whimpering. Man. Poor bastards took on the wrong fucking blokes this morning. Anyway, thank fuck them other blokes were with me. I would have fucking still been there, probably stabbed and fucking this telephone gone. But so that's not the end of the fucking story.
Fucking
so
hell.
In my whole life, I've never had a fucking split lip before. Fucking plenty of black eyes, busted nose, but never a split lip. So back to the fucking boxing gym laughing this. And Tiny got this medicine ball to sort of do like this throw down exercise, throw it to the ground. And anyway, I've got the medicine ball, I've fucking thrown it to the ground. The cunts bounced back up and split me fucking lip. So, didn't get a fucking split lip fighting crackies, but got a split lip off a fucking medicine ball at the fucking
Jesus
boxing gym.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, boys, that's me, as you tell, I'm fucked. Proper true yarn of the week.
I've met Tiny as well, and he's a...
Not Tiny.
Not Tiny.
I can't believe that, like, I thought we had a hectic morning, but fighting crackies, yeah.
Yeah, you got a bit on
got
there.
Got a bit on there, bro.
And that's not what I thought it was. I thought it was about his next upcoming weeks where he's got to head to.
Yeah, that's just a yarn in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, thanks, Knuckles. That was a property. Fucking hell. Good shit. Hey, before we get on to my favourite part of the week, the Alpha Blokes boxing shirts, guys, we can't thank everyone enough for their support over the pre-sale. The team will be smashing your orders out and getting them sent out at least the next couple of days. For a lot of them, some of them have to get made. Not long until fight night now, and we're keen as to get in there, get the whole night fucking smashed out. Yeah, and look, as we wanted to make sure everyone got their shirts well and truly before fight night, we pre-made a heap of them. Like, it was a pre-order, so you could order what you wanted, but we preempted sort of the numbers and that, pulled the trigger on a fair few sizes and had them sitting there. We may have held the trigger down for a fair bit on a couple of sizes.
They've overclosed.
So, but anyway, everyone who ordered one will be getting what they wanted. There's just going to be some extras in the store that will be there for you guys to get when you want. Not all sizes. I don't think there's smalls or mediums. They got smashed. But the larges and up, there is a limited amount. It'll just stay on the store. If you want to get one, you can get one. But, you know, it'll just be with the other merch and stuff like that. Everyone who ordered one will be getting one sent out ASAP, and you'll have it on your rig by fight night 100%. So,
yep. Fucking oh. Thanks for the support.
Thanks for your support. As usual, never fucking doubt yous, and yous always smash it. So, yeah, pump for that. And if yous want any other things, the store is up and running again. Limited amount of those shirts will be there as well. I am keen as to hear from the fucking trendsetters today, man. It's been another one of those days.
Yeah.
Like we said, from the week and stuff like that, we got the TV fucking set up, the new one ready to go to be able to Google weird shit on. And
I like the legs on the old one.
Yeah, these are straight legs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure we'll get used to it. But yeah, this hour makes me happy.
As long as it stays upright, we'll be right.
That's right. Well, try not to body slam it and
back slam it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Who's picking?
You, brother.
Am I right? Oh, cool. Fucking let's go. I'm fucking keen to hear from these units.
Fuck, I want a fan.
Boys, Big Nutter from Down Under here.
Big Nutter.
You know how we always tell the yarn, or, you know, when something happens to someone's balls or their cock or something, and like, for blokes, like, they can actually feel the pain. Mm. Like, you go, fuck, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Like, you actually feel it in your own. So, anyway, I've got one for you. Been a few paperwasps getting around the joint at home there. So, the other night, I go to spray a nest. Big motherfucker, like, size of your two hands put together sort of thing. Oh. Anyhow, spraying away, and normally they're a bit doughy at night time, right? Not these motherfuckers. No. Spraying away. Next thing, ooz! Pain like I've never felt pain before. Abort mission, drop the can and get the fuck out of Dodge. Pull me shorts down. I have been stung on the side of the cock by a fucking wasp. Holy motherfucking cunt. I have broken bones and all that sort of shit.
Stung on the cock.
And nothing compares to the pain of being stung by a fucking wasp on the cock. Holy shit. Anyway, fast forward 12 hours. And, yeah, the old boy, he blew up like a balloon animal. Holy fucking hell. Painful. I thought it was going to bust out the side. The skin was that fucking tight around it. And, yeah, had a job to piss. It was not nice, not comfortable. But anyway, thank fuck the swelling's gone down. Still a bit fucking tender to the touch. But, yeah. If,
You're thinking what I'm thinking.
Yeah, if you've got a choice, don't get stung on the cock by a fucking paper horse. Anyway, I got a joke for yous. How does a turkey eat? Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Thanks, mate.
Oi, I'm just thinking, surely the missus is making the most out of that opportunity.
Oh, fucking no. If you're going to go, come on, you're never going to have it again.
Yeah, look at it. She's all fucking swollen, walking around like Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Have you heard of a mushroom cock before? Because you're about to.
Yeah, like surely you'd have to put the pain to the side to really make the most of it. It's like, come on.
Let me squeeze it in.
Well, what do you reckon? Would you rather be bitten on the knob so it's like a big old fucking torpedo? Because on the side of the dick's probably thrown it out a bit, you know.
But then it could probably, I don't know.
I'm just thinking you'd at least take a few photos, wouldn't you? Like a Snapchat and be like, feeling a bit hung today, boss.
Shout out to the bee extender.
Yeah, for sure.
The wasp is,
That's fucking drunk. Did he spray him in the nude?
I wonder how he got done in the novel shaft, eh?
Yeah, it must just have been just protruding the front of the pants and it's just whacked him. Oh, wasp, they suck.
When they come on, then they hit you, those paper wasps.
They hurt, man.
Those mangrove wasps, they're fucking come
on. They fucking hurt. Every time I get hit, there's like a hard, it goes hard like around the bite thing. You can feel it fucking stiffed up there. Old cock.
There must be a fair few people. I don't know if we can have a look, Quinn. Like, how many people are actually allergic to them? Because a lot of, I reckon I've got a fair few mates that have got to carry around the old EpiPen when they go away camping and that because they've had a stage there where they've had to be rushed back to hospital because they've lost
One to two people out of 1,000.
Mate, to be honest with you, it's something that I should probably be better, like, think about more because my kids haven't been bitten by one yet.
Yeah.
But, like, before we start taking them camping and that, is there something, can you go to the doctor and get them tested for if they're allergic to that? Because you don't really want to find out they're allergic by their throat shutting up when you're out in the bush, do you?
Yeah, that's a very fucking good question.
You know what I mean? Like, as in, I wonder if you can take your kids.
The most common allergy tests are skin prick tests and blood tests. Skin prick, scratch tests can identify the allergens that cause your allergy symptoms. An allergist will use a thin needle to prick your skin with a tiny amount of different possible allergens.
Yeah, right.
That sounds to me just like pollen and shit, not fucking...
Yeah, and I think once you get tested, they go, oh, there could be a slight chance that you're allergic to fucking dogs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing to have in your first aid kit.
Nah, the old EpiPen just in case.
Fuck no. Good
idea. Wouldn't mind the old adrenaline ones. Is there such thing, I think I've talked about it before, the adrenaline pills?
Oh, I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah. I swear, mate had it in the front of the ski boat. I reckon he had these fucking adrenaline pills. I didn't even know they were a thing. I thought it'd be like an injection, not a
Epiphrine.
There you go. What do adrenaline pills do? Well, they must
give
be
you
pills.
Adrenaline, I reckon.
Yeah.
There must be pills.
Yeah, used to treat several conditions, including anaphylaxis, cardiac arrest, asthma, superficial bleeding.
Well, shout out to getting stung on the cock.
Yeah.
By a wasp.
Hectic.
Fucking oath, that is wild. I haven't heard of that. Heck dick. Get that in ya.
Yeah, good.
Right, yeah, good. Good start.
Boys, what's going on? Just listened to episode 250. Fucking cracker. Got me thinking, manual arts, fuck ups or fuck arounds. Well, have I got a fuck around here? So we had this one fuckhead in the classroom and he was an absolute psycho. But anyway, that was another thing. We always pushed him to the fucking limits. Anyway, off to the welding bays. We're welding up a coffee table bottom and then doing timber bench in the manual arts room. This cunt goes and welds up his base for his coffee table and he reckons he's done the schmickest fucking welds in the world. So he has run over to the timber shop to go get the teacher to come back and see his welds. Me and another mate thought it would be fucking piss funny. We had to fuck with this idiot somehow. So we went in there and I My mate suggested that we'd tack weld his fucking table to the steel bench. Well, I took it a little bit too far and I fucking hooked in and I stitched that cunt like a fucking champion to the bench. It was going nowhere. Anyway, so these welding benches, they got the curtains that are all flapped out and like, you can't get welding flash. So I almost come running back because the T's like, oh, go get your table for me and show me. He's run in, he's just stuck his hand into the bay, grabbed his table, gone to fucking pull it. He's dislocated his shoulder, cunt up and fucking hit the floor.
Oh.
Me and my mate have just buckled in stitches. Old mate screaming because his shoulder's pinned out.
Oh.
Teachers come in, seen old mate's shoulders popped, fucking all gone to shit. Anyway, we had to end up cleaning the fucking rooms, got detentions, went all sorts of shit, but fuck, it was funny and it was worth it. And we kept fucking with him after that.
Wow. That's one of those ones where it's just this harmless little thing and then all hell breaks loose and you're like, oh, here we go. Here we fucking go.
Oh, that scares me, that shoulder out thing, shoulder pop.
Yeah, because I think once it dislocates, you've got that, it's just easy to do from then on. It sort of just creates a bit of a pain. But that's a fucking ripper yarn, though. Oh, mate, there's always one poor cunt that has like a short fuse in high school, eh, where everyone's just like, here he goes.
Yeah, you'd always just like sort of go, he'd just get fucking
mate,
psycho.
There was this cunt called Dave. At high school, man. And I remember, I think it was like year nine, you went to all these classrooms, all these classes, and they just like made you pretty much do every subject. And then the next year or something, you got to pick which ones you did. Anyway, I was in English with this cunt and he had a bit on, man, like proper lose his shit, and all the teachers knew about it and all of us knew about it. It's like, was Dave going to lose it today? Anyway, this English teacher was a big woman, and anyway, Dave's lost it this one day. Fuck you, cunt, rah, 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 like going off at this teacher. Fuck you, you big fucking whale. I'm going to call Greenpeace, cunt, and get your shit back out of the ocean. Like all this sort of shit. Punching the wall and shit. I'm like, holy fucking hell. And then she comes back to me with a bit of paper and goes, Tom, could you please just write down everything that Dave said? And I went, oh, fucking what? And I'm like, oh, he... Fucking, I didn't really hear it. Oh, yes, you did. Can you write it down? And I'm going, fat cunt, cool, Greenpeace, whale, fucking, oh, man.
Throw in a little fucking other.
Yeah,
other,
yeah, just
color,
kick it
color,
out.
Color,
yeah,
colourful ones.
Piece of shit. Yeah. Fucking give me an A, cunt. Fucking,
yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, cellulite isn't so bright.
Oh, but, mate, it was fucking wild, eh? But just reminded me of that loose kid, you know, where you're just like, whoa, this dude. We never fuck with Dave, though, because we're like, well, Dave will stab us.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
Oh, we had one too. He started with a D. He was fucking pretty full on.
Was he?
I ended up having to fucking calm him down with a frozen golden circle tropical punch popper over the top of the forehead.
Like as in just holding it on
like
their forehead.
I've done like an overhand right with it.
Oh, like a hard one.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like sitting the frozen popper on his forehead.
No, overhead right.
Just brick the
just
cunt.
Just brick the cunt, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He kept kicking me in fucking computer class or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in the day when your parents would use like a frozen popper as an ice pack.
Yeah, that would be smack.
Keep your fucking food cold is another tip for fucking parents. There.
That many cunts used to get covered in the leftovers of it. Because you know how, like, by second break, there was a slush in there?
Yeah.
And you'd drink it and there'd be some left and you'd blow on it, put it on the ground and do the double foot stomp.
Yeah.
And some poor cunt would just get fucking rinsed with fucking juice, mate.
That's a classic.
And they'd pop all right. They'd make a fair bang.
Mate, it was like a gunshot.
Yeah.
If you got everyone together and got all your poppers together and timed it, you'd be able to fake a fucking school shooting, which wouldn't go down well in America.
Going off the back of Golden Circle, fucking, that was a great little school camp tour. We went through the Golden Circle factory.
Did you?
Down in Brizzy.
Nice, mate. That's the go. Was it a good lap?
Yeah, they give you, remember those little pineapple lollies you get?
Oh, yeah.
I remember they gave you them. And I remember one room really stunk. I was like, cool, don't know how I'd do it.
The Black Cats.
Yeah, that were the lollies they gave out.
Yeah, pineapples.
So maybe Google if they are made from Golden Circle.
All right, Alan's making
those pineapples are a lot better than the ones you get when you're in the real world. Getting a pineapple.
Yeah, so they must make them for Alan's, surely.
Mm.
Golden Circle.
Yeah, right. They must do, eh?
Well.
Let's have a look.
See if Daddy's right.
See if Daddy's right. Golden Circle pineapple lollies.
Well, they just had them there.
Yeah, I'd say they would have just had them.
Yeah, right.
Someone might be screaming
just
over
sweetening you up.
Going, nah, they made their own version, but anyway.
Anyway. There's that.
Yeah.
There's a bit
the old
metal
juice
work.
Factory.
Metalwork into the juice factory. Fucking nice.
Great yarn.
What's your favourite one? Golden Pash, Sunshine Punch.
Oh, is that the for the juice?
Yeah.
Mm, I don't know. Tropical Punch is pretty good.
Do you like
Golden Pash is all right.
Golden Pash.
Bit of Pash.
Bit of Bash. Remember those big tins you used to get around Christmas time back in the day for a punch?
Big tins? I don't know.
Like Golden Punch.
Yeah, you know, you do like the old lemonade, ginger ale, and then you put a big Golden Circle tin punch.
Oh, yeah.
But they only did them around Christmas time because I remember trying to buy them. Remembering them from a kid, and you can only get them around, well, they used to do it around Christmas time.
No, I don't remember they're a tin, but I don't know. Not sure.
You'd have to go Golden Circle
tin.
Golden Circle Christmas punch tin or something.
Jeez.
So they must just do them in big bottles these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like Sunshine Punch there, but in a big fuck off.
That's
a Milo tin. And it might have had the fruit in it too.
Yeah, right.
This is a nostalgic one.
Yeah, the Sunshine Punch Golden Circle. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Shout out to Metalwork.
Thomas Cameron Cooney Boy.
How are you, gentlemen? Anonymous Frothy here, calling up on the last trendsetters about the old Metalwork at school.
Yeah.
Fuck, they pumped out some fucking injuries in that joint. welding away in the bays one day, fucking hear this god-awful fucking scream across the workshop, going fucking, oh, gotta fucking investigate this. Pop me head out and here's old Joe standing in front of the hydraulic guillotine, just fucking screaming, crying and carrying on. I'm going, fucking, this cunt's cut his fucking fingers off. But nana, he's popped his fingers in just a little bit too far and the old clamps come down and just fucking on the tops of his middle three fingers.
Oh.
Fucking blood, claret, fat, fucking everything fucking oozing out of the cunts. He had to get him amputated to that last fucking knuckle, so no fingernails for that cunt. The second one was a couple little cunts in the grades below us trying to pull a fucking big sheet of steel off the rack. Obviously, old fella at the on the rack ends overestimated his strength or underestimated the weight of this fucking sheet. But as soon as she's popped off the rack, boom, straight out of his hands, straight onto his fucking toes.
Cool.
Almost fucking amputated them cunts too.
Jesus.
I think his big toe was hanging on by a fucking string. His other two toes next to it were just absolutely fucked. But, yeah, we had to start wearing steel caps after that, so no one felt any fucking remorse for the cunt, that's for sure. Anyway, boys, I'm sure this chat's going to churn out some fucking ripping stories. Can't wait to hear them. All right, stay out of yourselves. Love you, boys.
What clamp was he talking about?
I don't know.
Wasn't talking about the earth clamp.
No, I think he was at something else, wasn't he? I don't know if he was, the other bloke was welding. I think he was welding and then the other lad was at like a different spot in the workshop.
She is pretty wild doing woodworks and metalworks at school.
Oh, yeah, man.
The teachers need to almost do a psych test and go, can this group of boys handle this?
Oh, not even a psych test, but just having that many individual young blokes who are normally a bit of trouble.
Yeah. And that's why they want to be hands-on and get them out of the classroom.
Oh, man, I just, those sort of injuries, like...
They can ruin your whole life before you start
your
apprenticeship.
Proper. That's what I was going to say, man. That gives me that much head noise thinking of, like, imagine, like, your young fella or your daughter or something, like, injuring themselves and having three fingers gone for the rest of their life.
Yeah, it comes fucking around with a jigsaw or fucking...
Oh, man, I just, those injuries, like, have you ever had one where you're looking at it and it's that fuck to look at? And you're just like, oh, what the hell is going on
here? Yeah, bit on here.
Because, like, I haven't had any yet that – I think that would freak me out if I saw that it was, like, gone. your fingers were gone or something, and you had to look at it in pain and realize that that's now like that forever.
Yeah.
Like I haven't had it like shock. That. Yeah. Like I've had both two fingers dislocated at the same time in footy, pointing opposite ways, looking at it going, ugh. But your fingers get put back in.
Yeah.
Like if I reckon I'd freak out if I looked down and like it was a big bang or something, and then next minute your hand's gone. You'd near faint, wouldn't you? Just in out of pure overload of the brain. Yeah. Yeah, that's why, like, as much as we joke about it and that, and safety goes way overboard a lot of these industries and that nowadays and that, there's a fucking place for it to a point. Like, cunts who are too cowboy can fuck off as well because...
Don't put your finger where you wouldn't put your dick.
No, exactly. That's right. But yeah, the old manual arts. I haven't known anyone that's done it for a long time. Like all these yarns are from obviously right back in the day where it was just like get into it, sort of thing. But nowadays, you see what the industry's like. I'm pretty sure school would be pretty full on with what they'd be allowed to do.
I'd say so.
But fucking wild yarns, man. There'd be so many too. From all
I reckon
the boys.
This one will start off. Yeah,
yeah. But no, it's interesting to hear though. But just those sort of injuries, it fucking makes me cringe, eh? Just going, ooh, cunt.
Yeah.
Good on you, bro.
Yeah.
This one's for you, Tom.
Okay.
Boys. Hello here, People's Prince. Calling through with a carry-on and a bit of a perspective yarn for you gents today. You'll have to forgive me. I'm fucking dustier than fucking Brizey after a big stint in the crematorium. But my fucking carry-on's airlines. How are they just allowed to cancel on us all the time these days? Every second flight I catch is just fucking cancelled. Anyway, yarn is. Fucking go down to Melbourne for a fucking mate's wedding. Fucking heading down on the Friday. The boys I'm flying with, their flight's cancelled, mine gets through. So I've got about 4 hours to fucking kill till they all get down there and we can get stuck into our work. So I'm off to Southern Cross Station for some prime fucking people watching because I love it. Get down there just judging all the creatures getting around the flats. It was fucking a great show. Fast forward to fucking Sunday. We're all flying out on the Monday morning. Got a fucking 8 o'clock flight, so got to be at the airport real early. Me and my mate found ourselves at the club about 2 o'clock on the Sunday night there. So we've fucking gone, fuck it,
2 o'clock,
in for a penny, in for a pound, and just sent it. Assuming that we'd just get home at 6 o'clock, one of the boys would drive us to the airport, get on the flight, happy days. Anyway, we stumble home, fucking get in the car, start driving to the airport. I get a text, my flight's cancelled, but all theirs are still good. So fuck, what do I do? Drop us at the fucking Southern Cross Station, would you? I'll do a bit more fucking people watching. Now, I'm still in all my fucking clothes from the night before, still fucked off me fucking head. I get down there, have a fucking perch up in a corner, do a bit of people watching. Anyway, I fall asleep, fucking come to. I've got a fucking Big Mac meal in front of me, some fucking legends bought us, and a bit of cash. I've become one of the creatures. So I guess what I'm trying to say here, boys, we're all just one big bender away from them. Don't judge them, because you'll be them one day. Fucking stay out of yourselves.
How good. Fucking that is unreal, cunt. How would you feel if that happened to you and you woke up thinking that some cunt thought you were homeless?
You were the creature, yeah.
And dropped you off a feed and some cash thinking, oh, poor cunt. Look
poor
at this
cunt,
fucker.
He's fucked up, but he's cunt.
Yeah. That is unreal. That is so good. That's literally like the other day with fucking Beck.
I think he is a little bit of a creature, but because if my flight got cancelled and I'd just been up all night, I wouldn't have said I wanted to do more people watching. Nah. I would have said, oh, boys, I've got a bit on here. I don't know, do we go book another hotel or fucking
respect.
Respect.
Respect, though. That's fucking great. And he would have had his shit with him, too. He would have had
his
luggage and that. He probably would have been sleeping on his bag. Oh, man, that is so funny. Fuck. That is good. So potentially that cunt I saw with Beck that day was just waiting because his flight was cancelled and he had a big night and I was about to give him fucking a feed. I wonder if he ate it. Surely he would have ate it, the Big Mac.
Maybe.
Oh, man. That's going to be hard to beat. That's fucking so – that is so funny, bro.
Do enough of it, you become one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck.
Unreal.
Just sort of coming to, like you're just sitting there going, oh, fuck it. Just sit down here.
Dusty as fuck.
Yeah, just come to and you're just like, wow, some cunt thought I was homeless. Cool.
Unreal.
That's great. That is fucking great.
Hello, you little dirty deviants. It's the creature with heaps of libido. Now, let me tell you, happy to go home. Fuck up. You arrives at the end of the shift to get in. Go back to the master. Throw the crib bag in hard out in the back. So happy to go home. Open up the passenger door behind the fucking driver's door. With the fucking safety sunnies on. Made of hard plastic, mind you. Grab the holy fuck bar. Rip myself up into it. Punch my fucking safety sunnies straight through the top of my skull. Open it up like a fucking fountain of youth made of blood. Jesus, burning out like a squirter. Just to ride back in with the hard hat on to find out that I've got blood covering my forehead. Well, I can tell you boys, I was not going to be made fun of at the next pre-start. I got straight in my car and got the fuck out of there. Get up, you boys.
Fuck, he's got a bit on that cunt.
I know we did like permanent brain damage to that.
Was that, is he concussed? Because yeah. I was like, I didn't know if that was like a poem at the start. And then I'm like, hang on, nah, I think he's fucking telling a yarn here. But, so he's got the sunnies on the head, ripped into the car, planted his head on the roof, and the sunnies have cut his head.
Yeah.
Head started bleeding, went into the pre-start meeting, blood all over the forehead.
So it was a shit yarn. He tried to make it funny, and he didn't do that either.
Had the potential to be a good yarn, I think.
Yeah.
Like, as in going, oh, boy, it's fucking dramas the other day. Split the head open. But, yeah, that was a wild approach.
Wild approach. Good try, mate.
Wild approach.
Good try.
Stay on the horse,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, stay on the horse, mate. Don't fucking leave.
Stay on the horse. You had legs there. It's just the execution.
Yeah.
Good on you, brother. Thanks for calling.
Boys, this is a thank you post. And a call, I suppose, to let everyone else know they can do it. So in October last year, I'd had enough of me body and wanted to start getting fit again. So long story short, I've always had a goal of wanting to fight, been around boxing nearly all my life, watched it as a kid, love it as a sport, and yeah, finally made the decision that I'm going to fight. So 20 kilos later, a fucking lot of sweat, a lot of hard work and a lot of floggings. On Saturday night, March 16th, making me amateur debut in the Masters comp. Yes. So hopefully by the time you guys get this, I've punched the fuck out of this bloke and I've still got all my teeth, but just want to say that it doesn't matter where you start, there's always going to be a finish line if you're willing to get there. So, as I said, this is just a start for me. I've got a goal to be fighting again in August, and then the end plan is to finish up in November on the GC in the Masters game. So anyone out there that's sort of struggling with their weight or struggling ways to find or stay motivated, find something that you want to work to, tell people you're going to do it, and fucking do it and make a point of it. Because if you don't set goals and you don't have something that you're working to, then I can absolutely guarantee you that you're going to fucking fall over, you're going to give up, you're going to say, fuck this is too hard, I'm not doing it. You've just literally got to find that one thing that drives you and then fucking do it. Anyone can do it. And I'll fucking guarantee you, when you do it, the feeling that you have, you can't replace it. Anyway, boys, thank you, and fucking let's smash this fucker.
Good work, brother. Fucking well done, mate.
Well said.
That was fucking, that's awesome. Drop 20 kegs, put the work in, a few boxing fights. I hope you went well. Give us a ring, mate, and touch base. Tell us how you went.
Give us an update.
Yeah, give us an update on how you went, because obviously that was on the weekend. Just gone, wasn't it?
Yeah, mate.
That was the date. Yeah.
Biggest win is fucking getting in there.
Fuck yeah, mate. 100%. Whatever the result was, mate, just doing that and losing the weight. Like, that feeling he's talking about, I'm pretty keen to have that similar feeling that fight night, like at the end of it. Regardless of the result, the work I've put in personally, and sacrifices I've made to be away from my kids and that even more than we already are to train and all this stuff, I'm pretty keen to be like, sweet, it was worth it, you know, put me all in there and fucking...
We've all become heaps healthier, no matter the result anyway.
So. Yeah, physically anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if about mentally healthier.
Fuck, no, not
I'm,
mentally.
I'm fucking definitely not that way, but physically I'm very grateful to be... as fit as I've been in a fucking long time.
Yeah.
Very long time.
It will be mentally afterwards.
Oh, for sure.
Just not at the moment when you're trying to do a million other things at the same time.
Yeah. But he's fucking spot on, eh, about like setting yourself a goal, telling people about the goal you're going to do and keeping yourself accountable to achieve the goal.
Yeah.
And once you do achieve that goal, like not just with exercise or with sport and that, like some of the goals that we've set out in the last couple of years, Cam, and achieved and done, it is a fucking good feeling, you know. And then it's about moving the goalposts and setting a new one. But just starting, give yourself a goal, write it down even in your notes or wherever, write your goal down, fucking stick it on your fridge or something like that. But yeah, good on you, bro. That was awesome.
Boys, what's going down, syndromes? Got a bit of head noise. Siamese twins.
Yes.
What's the fucking go when one of them commits a crime? Do they just lock both of them up? I can't get it out of my fucking lemon spread. Anyways, I'll leave you with a joke. What do you call an Aussie with three fucking legs? Randy fucking a foot long. Where is that bastard, by the way? Yeah. Fucking missing.
Yeah, me too.
Anyways, I'm fucking going. See ya.
Right. Surely they get let off.
Nah.
He's on parole. Make sure he doesn't fucking...
But I think it depends on the crime, right? So if it was like a physical crime, then he's a witness to the crime.
That's
so
right.
So he's in trouble
he's
as well.
He's in trouble anyway.
But you could ring up a bomb threat while your brother's sitting there doing nothing.
Asleep.
No, well, whatever he's doing, and you're fucked. You have to go with him.
This is interesting.
Here we go. This is wild.
The twins stand trial with only guilty twin named as a defendant. If guilty twin is punished, innocent twin will necessarily suffer the punishment. However, foregoing punishing the innocent sets the guilty twin free. Thus, only two options are available: punish both twins or punish neither twin. So yeah. You're fucked.
You're fucked either way.
Oh, imagine that's that crazy. If you had a cunt twin and you're like, please don't, man.
Yeah.
Don't. Because there's so many things you can do that are crimes that you don't have to be there for, like just like hacking or like just...
I'd rather go to jail with me Siamese twin than having the other one gay with the same ass.
Well, you'd have to share ass. Like, as long as if you said to your twin, hey, bro, we're going in here, we're getting raped, it's your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to give your ass up.
Yep.
For raping.
But if we got the same hole...
Does that mean, like, if they had the same hole, would they be like, wait, do we need a shit?
It's like, yeah.
Well, should we go for a shit, man?
Hey, man, are you feeling this? I think we should probably finish this conversation. I'm going to sit down together.
Oi, pull me finger.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine he goes, no, you wipe. Can't you wipe it?
Oh. Imagine having a pull.
Can you give me a hand job?
Hey, it's your turn, cunt. Yeah, I pulled last night.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't that be pretty cool if you could just lie there?
Yeah.
And just go, yeah, it's your turn tonight, cunt.
And you
what if he goes, I'm not in the mood.
Oh, fuck off. What, 2 days in a row, you cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking tired cunt. I got to pull us again.
I'll do it. You clean it up.
Fucking hell. Sick of pulling us.
Wow.
Pull your weight.
I wonder if they share dopamine or they'd get, like, say it's one cock, two head.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
do they both get the dopamine of an orgasm, or is it halved?
Or if one cops the good feel and the other one's like, oh, I didn't even feel
it. Yeah,
that.
He just gets the tiredness or something from it, or the guilt.
Hold.
Emotions, yeah, that's probably a good word. It's one's heartless and one's all affectionate. One's always crying, one's
It's such a fucking interesting... It's such an interesting thing, isn't it?
Because there's all different types of Siamese twins, too.
Wonder if we could get a Siamese twin on the show. Oh, well, we'd have to get both of them.
Yeah. Would we need four mics?
Can't.
How close are the heads?
With one comes the other.
Well, wonder if we could.
Here we go. Imagine
them going, we come together.
Yeah. Well, they do.
Do they actually?
All right, here we go. With parapagus twins, there's typically a red line that separates feeling on both sides until you get to the waist area. More bluntly, you'd be having sex with a shared sexual organ, which usually means that both will experience the same orgasm at the same time.
Wow.
Beautiful. Imagine fucking one.
Imagine just waking up. Imagine just waking up like you'd be a cunt to be joined to. I'd just be having a nice sleep and just going, ah, oh, for fuck's sake, he's pulling us. It'd be fucking 1 a.m. or something. It'd be fucking.
You'd be a cunt to be joined to.
Oh, man.
I think anyone would be a cunt to be joined to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They would be. Any Siamese twins listening, reach out,
please.
Well, fucking, I'd love to have a yarn with yous.
Reach around.
Yeah.
Reach out.
Reach out, yeah. Move on.
Great yarn. Yeah, great yarn.
How the fuck are you?
Stupid injuries. Now, or silly injuries, weird injuries, don't give a fuck. I, as a young kid, was at some big family do in a fucking hall, and there are a whole heap of candles on the tables. Now, there are a whole heap of these really thin, papery fucking tablecloths on the tables as well. Great mix, I thought. And some drunk put a napkin that they just wiped their hands on top of the candle in front of me. Now, I've gone, holy shit, once this thing's lit up. Panicked, thinking the table's going to light on fire soon. So I've just clapped the flame between my hands. And there must have been some plasticky shit all over it. And it has stuck to my hands and given me some fucking bad burns. And luckily, there was a semi-sober nurse who was able to fucking get me sorted, chuck it under cold water, get it wrapped up, and by the next day she was fucking pretty mint, but had it wrapped up for a couple of weeks, but didn't hurt much. But the fucking stupid thing is, as I panicked, I looked around, and there were glasses of water all over the table. But panicked kid me just shat, clapped, hurt. So, yeah, fucking cheers for that, boys, and up you, stay out of yourselves, and get the fuck in yourself.
Burns are fucking nasty, man.
They are.
They are nasty. Like, as in, do you know what I reckon's the sick thing about burns? There's a lot of, like, accidents and stuff like that. Excuse me. A lot of accidents and stuff like that. If you're bad enoughly hurt to be killed, you die pretty soon after that. Like, you bleed out a couple of minutes. You might just get shut off completely. Burns, you could be, like, straight after it, like, conscious there, and then you die slowly of, like, infection of the body, and it starts blowing up and puffing up, and that'd be just fucking horrible, wouldn't it?
And, but, yeah, those third-degree ones, that's burnt through the nerves, eh?
So you don't even really feel.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the dressing sticks to it. Like, it's just, mate, it is such a horrendous fucking thing that I hope I never have to go through, or my kids and missus never do. It's just,
or anyone really.
Like, did you watch that, like, Bali bombing thing a while ago? And there's that lad sitting there, like, getting interviewed sort of thing, and just, yeah, it's fucking nasty, bro. Even just little burns, how long it takes them to heal. Like, you just burn yourself quickly, you're like, fuck. And then she's the blister, and you're fucking, she's not supposed to, but you normally pop it, and then she's awake and it comes good. But nasty stuff, the burns. Yeah. Fire definitely isn't something you should fuck around with.
No. I've actually got someone that might come on the show, sort of working with at the moment. He's had a pretty bad accident back on the day in a car racing thing. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'd imagine, just the fucking dressing. And then from then on, if you got decent burns, you got to stay in the aircon.
Mm.
You can't just go, hey, we're going to the beach today.
Yeah, that's right, man. Like, your skin's that fucked that, yeah, like, any sort of sun will just, yeah,
Aggravate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel sorry for those poor people who've survived it. Well, at least they're alive, but, I mean, yeah, forever they're wearing those suits to protect their skin and that.
Jim Jeffries still got one of the best jokes for that.
Yeah, it is a pretty good one. On a less serious note to do with burns.
What? Check that out. But yeah, it's pretty much the news is gone. This bloke is burnt to unrecognition. But you walk into a pub and the first fucking bloke you see is a burn victim. He's the most noticeable cunt in there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, fucking ass.
Back when he was funny.
Yeah. Would you get Jim on?
If he got funny again.
Oh, Cam's into you, Jim. Get funny, mate.
Yeah,
I know. I've got to admit, though, that show that he does, I don't know how I had the time ages ago, but I watched that, you know, that quiz show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Funny as fuck, man.
1% club.
Yeah, yeah, he just roasts the cunts. Proper roasts the dig at people in the crowd and that. It's pretty
mate,
funny.
Mate, I'm just going, you can just see a little bit of a change in his comment because I was a massive fan of him back in the day and
yep,
I'd be tears laughing in the car. This is before I found podcasts.
Yeah.
I'd literally turn on like his comedy set on YouTube, preload it, and that's how I'd drive to the Sunny Coast or something like that.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
With the boys, but I go over the music, like, oh, let's listen to a comedy set.
Fucking oath.
I everything that you've showed me and that I liked, but I was never like I was like Rodney Rude.
Yeah, loved him, yeah,
and watched his old stuff and
so I still got Rodney Rude CDs and all that. But I'm going, I just think I've listened to a bit of Jim's comedy now and I'm going, fuck, what happened, bruh?
You're getting too woke. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, he was talking about sweating and threesomes and fucking hotel rooms.
And that special bloke.
And just
that
story
talk to the whorehouse?
Yeah, that's right.
That's
just
right.
Like big storytelling stuff when he drank and when he had like all these wild yarns.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's my type of comedy. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it might be a thing where he's had to change and adapt over time because he was probably telling half-true stories of his life.
He was,
and then now he's like, I've got to...
And he stopped drinking.
Now he's probably got to be like, I've got to change and talk about new shit and I don't have any new wild yarns.
Yeah, and don't worry, there's comedians that have stopped drinking that have got even funnier.
Yeah. No,
they're more switched on. They're more creative because they've stopped doing drugs and alcohol and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I just think, I don't know.
Yeah, you just come back to me, Jim. You just preferred... his old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Nothing wrong with that, mate. Good yarn.
Testify.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What's that?
Emails from companies after I've bought something.
Yeah.
No, I don't want 15% off the next purchase. I've already bought what I need to buy.
Yeah.
PayPal. I already know what I've paid. I don't need an email confirming what I've paid.
Yeah.
And then AusPost. I already know that it's going to take me over a week to get my parcel. I don't need an email saying... oh, your parcel's been accepted. Oh, your parcel's now been shipped. Oh, your parcel's now in Sydney. Oh, your parcel's now in Melbourne. Oh, it'll be there in 3 days. I don't need 5 emails within a week of telling me where my parcel is. Really grinds my gears.
Hey, I'm fucking with you.
I do.
I feel like I want to delete my email and start another cunt.
Because
there's that much random shit that just gets fucking peppered in there that I barely even look at it now.
I do with the parcel. I agree with you too, but the parcel thing, I like to know when it's coming, what day.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me it's moved.
Yeah, parcel's good.
I'm sick of ringing those cunts and going, has it even left the depot?
Yep. No, I agree with you, it is good to know when your parcel's coming, but I fucking fully agree with her though with the just random emails from every other cunt.
A new scam one I got the other day was a text message saying, click this link to return the money from this that didn't come through. And I was like, $1,400 or whatever. And I'm going, oh, what didn't go through because of like all the companies we got? I'm just going, oh, how easy it'd be for someone just to click on that.
Oh, man. I've definitely
going, oh, we'll withdraw the money. Instead of going, we're not asking for your details now. We're saying we're going to give you money back, but then you'll put your account in and then just take the money probably back out. So sneaky boys.
Yeah. The old scam is fucked, eh? How is an older person, like a pensioner or something, supposed to tell the difference now between a scammer
and not a scammer?
Too
good, man.
Like, fucking
and
proper.
Yeah. And the voice on that voice over AI acting as your daughter and
like,
stuff
mate,
like that.
When your parents get to a certain age, you'd near be saying, do not answer any call or anything, let me know and let me deal with it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, fucking otherwise, poor bastards just get stung with everything. Yeah.
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 Fuck off emailing me.
Tommy, Cam, Quinn, how you going, boys?
Good, brother.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Hey.
This is Big Nick with a medium to average size dick calling from down in Dad Kissing Country with a deep callback to one of the calls you boys received back in 2023. It's Friday arvo, 5 o'clock, Sydney peak hour traffic. I'm on my way to an appointment and running a bit late, so as you can imagine, I'm in a bit of a hurry. Anyway, saw this bloke sitting waiting to enter the traffic, and every other cunt was just ignoring him. So I stopped and let the bloke in, as any one of you good cunts would have done. That's my good deed for the day done as well. As I let him in, he waved for my attention and threw me the shackers. And to that bloke who called in last year and asked, does it get any better? No, mate, it doesn't get any fucking better. Happy Friday, boys. Stay out of yourselves.
Yes, mate.
I got to witness that Friday afternoon traffic on in Sydney heading out to Mudgee. Holy fucking hell, he's got a bit on down there. I got a head noise that I crossed over a continuous line in the bridge, in the tunnel. So I'm hoping I don't get anything from that.
How nice is it, though, when you just do something like that to be a good cunt?
Yeah.
And the old mate proper gives you like a
cheers,
fucking brother, and you're like, yes, brother. Fucking nice.
Well, I am a good human.
How much does it change, though, doing that act if you get the old, yes, mate? It's like, yeah, mate. Instead of just nothing, and you're like, fuck you, cunt. I wish I could rewind my life.
Yeah.
Fucking not let you do that.
Yeah.
Such a big difference. If someone does that for you, give them a big fucking, like, just give them a big yes.
Fucking mate. Nice.
Shuckers.
Especially on a Friday.
Yeah. That's right. No, good stuff, mate. It doesn't get any better.
Boys.
Oi.
Haz from Brizzy here. Just thought I'd give you a call, touching back on episode 243, where you spoke about finding your mate's mum in the old homegirls mag. Now, this didn't happen to me or anyone I know, but we were at a Bucks party and, you know, we had the stripper come around to the apartment. She did the show, whatnot. Seasoned veteran, might I add. Pretty tidy rig, you know. I haven't seen many birds do a handstand, drink a Corona in there, you know where, and then shoot it all over the room. So that was impressive to say the least.
Yep.
Anyway, you know, after they've done their show, they're there for another half hour or so, and all the boys are sitting around having a beer. She's sitting there, and every cunt feels like it's their fucking mission to work out, you know, how they got to where they are, and you know what their life story is. Basically, it's fucking weird, but it's entertaining at the same time. Anyway, one of the guys goes, so, you know, have you got kids? She's like, yeah, I got a kid. And he's like, right, so how'd you get into this? Like, how'd you tell your kids what you do? And she reckons the way the kid found out was through a picture mag she used to be in. The kids at school found it. That's how the son found out. So I feel sorry for that poor little cunt, because he would have had a rough fucking schooling after that. But anyway, there you go, boys. Bit of head noise. Stay out of yourself. Righto, boy.
There's a crack up with the boys, hey. It's always the same yarns to the Ripper at the Bucks party. How'd you get into this, love? What's the wildest fucking story?
Yeah, that's
it's always
right.
The same three or four questions.
Yeah, it's pretty gross with the Corona, though. Could have used a better beer.
Yeah.
Unless you had lime in it, it's not too bad if you have lime. You
cut the carbs when it's going down the main shoot.
it is funny, some of the stories. Like, you can tell some blokes are like seize up and then just resort to those questions.
Yeah.
Like, they can't just be like, you got any other shows on, or a normal sort of thing? And it's like, yeah, how'd you get into it, doll? Yeah, pretty good pay. Good to get any holidays happening.
Or
there's that
first
one.
First and final day, or...
Oh, do you know what there is, though? There's everyone who can just sit back and just let it happen, but there's the one sniffer, mate, who just hangs off it like a fucking, like
he's an old pig dog.
Yeah, just snarling at her heels.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sniffing around it. You're like, mate, fucking
chill out, buddy.
Chill out, bud. Woo.
Put a
fucking woo, mate. Isn't it?
Yeah.
All the time, it's like, here he goes. Fucking someone grab him. And she doesn't need another drink, mate. It's full. She's a folly. She doesn't need backup.
No, no,
he's moving on.
Couple more, I reckon.
Copy.
Fucked it up. Hey, boys. Shuey from the Golding here. G'day, quick search, Quinny. Quick wit, Tommy. Quick ass, Cambo. How are you, boys?
Quick ass.
You know, I was thinking about this yarn you guys were talking about a while back about dogs facing north where they take a shit. And, you know, maybe we've got something similar built in because, you know, we've probably all had that scenario where you're driving around, you're not far from home and you feel this little sensation and you think to yourself, yeah, I might have to take a shit when I get home. Mm. No worries, got plenty of time. And then as you get a bit closer to home, you think, oh, fucking hell, I've got a fucking guided missile or a fucking homing pigeon jammed up me ass. So, yeah, fucking oath. I need a shit for sure. So, you fucking hang in there, bros. Just sneak a little explorer puff off. Fuck me, we've got a turtle head coming out. So, you get home, you park the car, you fucking fling the door open. You're fucking trembling trying to get the key in the front door lock. Then you fly into the bathroom, you got your pants open, and you fucking take a clean leap the last 3 feet in the air to land on the shitter. And you think, fuck me, dead. I'm glad that wasn't 3 feet further away.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's how they train homing pigeons. They take them for a long drive and give them a Metamucil and a fucking strong shot of coffee and say, righto, boys, head for the shitter. Anyway, boys, catch you later. Yippee!
It is wild how you can go from feeling relatively normal to all of a sudden in your head saying, yeah, I got a shit. And then for some reason you really have to shit.
You know those ones that seize you up, you stop you in your tracks?
Yeah.
As you get into the destination.
I've had to stiffen out.
Yeah.
I've had to stiffen out of the bus before and start rocking like this.
Well, no, it's like the walking one. You bend over and go, holy fucking hell.
And you just sort of tense it in and go, and you might give yourself like an extra 2 minutes. Yeah, it's dramas, man. I remember being on the work bus once on the way from camp to work. I thought I was going to shit. I thought, this is it. I'm going to have to move jobs. I'm going to be Tommy the shitter. And because it was a fair drive. And when we started leaving camp, I had the, you know, bacon and eggs, greasy bacon. And I thought, I'm fucked. And then just had the old rock on, mate. And like, it was even to the point where like we were turning in and I was fucking rocking, bud, just going, oh, this is no good. And like a truck would be pulling out and I'd just be going, oh, fucking hurry up. And everyone's sort of going, what's your problem? Mate, I've got a shit. And just peeled out of the bus straight in there. Everyone's laughing, but made it. A couple of blokes I know have shit themselves at work and, yeah, it's not ideal. Plenty of nicknames come about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nowadays, though, you just own it. But back then you didn't really want to be known as the bloke who shit himself on a fresh job. You know? Well, I wouldn't choose to do that now either. But, you know, as we're learning to find out, mate, shit happens.
Yeah. Righto, one more.
Fuck yeah, she's getting hot.
Yeah. I got this on Sunday. This is pretty special. We haven't heard from this man in a very long time.
Oh, very good.
Boys.
Mato
from Mildura. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Been a while. Been in the wilderness for a little while. Tommy, you have half an inkling as to why, but... things are on track, mate, so
good to
life's
hear.
Going good. Congratulations on the 200th episode, boys. It's a credit to you. Unfortunately, I couldn't be a part of it, but life gets in the way sometimes. Ringing today with a special shout-out to a friend of the show, part of the show, if you ask him, T. Barbs.
Oh, Barbs.
Tommy Barbary, the Brisbane horseman, self-appointed. Today's his birthday, lads, 34, St. Patrick's Day, which explains a fucking lot. I thought, how can I commemorate this cunt? I thought, a few boys have been ringing up with poems, limericks. Now it's Mardo's turn. Can't sing it, but here we go. This one's for you, Tommy. There once was a fella called Barbs. He used to call Mildura home. Now he's known as the Horseman. Probably has intercourse with him. And the cunt never answers his phone. Happy birthday, Barbs. He's looking up your kilt, son.
Nice. Good to hear from you, Marto.
Happy birthday, Barbs.
Yeah. Give the big fella a message. Happy birthday, Big Girth. Hope you're going well, mate. And your St. Paddy's Day and birthday was fucking good. Great to hear from Marto. When I was down to see Barbs, I had a quick yarn to Marto. I've had a couple of chats with him and good to hear you going well, Marto.
I wish I could have got into my work Sunday in Sydney on St. Paddy's Day. That was just when we're walking along the bridge, you know that pontoon bar where we had the Arnott's factory thing?
Yeah.
We had a couple of drinks there. Went in to see Marty, he wasn't there. Just wanted to say, do you remember me? Just the rooftop bars and stuff just pumping. You know that that Nitro Circus. What's that theme song for like St. Paddy's Day? Everyone on the bridge is just fucking. Yeah. And I'm like to Cass, I'm like, I want to get in here.
If that doesn't,
I said, I'm over half Irish as well. I just want to get in there, smack a Guinness.
Fucking up.
If that doesn't fire you up to do something stupid or punch fun, on
or
fucking oath.
So I definitely want to make up for it next St. Paddy's Day. Sorry, it's a great day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I almost died on one St. Paddy's Day, but we'll leave that yarn for about.
It's usually on 20 a Sunday,
years,
too.
20 years' time when. I don't know. When do you bring out the yarns? Like Joey Diaz and Joe Rogan days.
Where they just say shit that it's just like that hectic, but they probably can't get in trouble.
Yeah. And I can't really say that because it was 7 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Give it 10 years, I think, for criminal activities.
That's right. I can't wait for them because then it's like, I feel like there's another 100 episodes that we can actually talk about.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be able to we'll just say, well, fuck it. We're at the stage now where we'll just pay the fine. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Because there's a few of those in the chamber. Oh, fucking hell. That's, there was one, that one early on for me.
Yeah.
About the fucking getting given Maccas and shit was good. But what was the Siamese yarn? Because that yarn that we had off the back of that was great. But was old mate.
It was like if one of them does a crime.
Yeah.
The other one go in with him and then we did really jail. Well off that.
I think just for me, that homeless fucker
dude,
he has to win.
Oh, 100%.
Because I just think that's just a fucking hilarious yarn to happen to him and it relates to something with me and stuff. So
big people watching.
I'll give him that, but I love the Siamese twins yarn just fucking off the back of that cunt too. That was good. But like I said, I actually want to get a pair of Siamese twins on. Are they a pair because they're one? Isn't a pair of something two separate things?
What's the Siamese
twins? There's only one cunt, really.
Is it Siamese after the famous pair Chang and
Ang? Famous pair.
It's just in Thailand.
Because like, holy fucking hell! Because like,
Jesus Christ, fuck.
That'd be a kind of a shirt to make, wouldn't it?
Imagine being the tailor. Going in, going, bosh, can you sort us out? That is a famous Siamese. Look, that's awesome.
Oh, I nearly just cried.
How the fuck can fuck?
Do you run one leg each? Oi, that is the proper, like, that you, your turn to wipe, your turn to pull. They've got an arm each.
Arm each, one ass.
Fuck.
No head in the middle. Oh, yeah, can we go through a few of these fucking...
Yeah, let's have a go. Put most famous Siamese twins, Quinn.
I reckon that it has to be Chang and Ng or whatever it was.
Yeah, Chang and Ng.
Yeah, but see, they had their own dicks and own everything. They were just joined at the gut sort of thing. Like, I'm wondering...
Look at that one. Look at the
Russian. Holy fuck, look at those two. That's wild.
Ah!
And that's a pretty popular one, those girls down the bottom there with the two heads.
Mm. Yeah, that's a wild one, isn't it? They're proper joined. joined up.
They're the ones that in a relationship, weren't they, with another set of Siamese twins or just one bloke?
I don't know.
They look confused as to where the ball's going to go.
Surely they'd have to...
One would be looking at where the defenders are coming.
That's right.
Hey, that's an advantage. Anyway,
look how close. Do you reckon they'd have like, oh, I feel sorry for them. Like,
fucking oath.
I think everyone does.
Look at like, you know, like, cheek and the both cheeks together, like we'd be rubbing.
Yeah, summer day, be like, fuck off, can't. It's hot. Yeah.
Wild.
Reach out. Reach out, Siamese twins. Have they ever done
I know what's going to happen now. What? Some idiot's going to get a shirt made up with him and his mate now to get on the show. A couple of cable ties around their ball. That'd be
fucking funny anyway.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've ever done a podcast, Siamese twins. Don't know.
We'll have to look it up.
We will. All right. Well,
you want to be respectful, but you want to get some answers out of them, like some good answers.
Mm. Proper. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I just want to know what it's like to be in their shoes.
Shoe each.
Righto, on that note, thanks for tuning in. Hope everyone has a fucking ripper weekend. Stay out of each other. Tune in next week. We'll fucking see you then.
Boys. Hello here, people's prince. Calling through with a carry-on and a bit of a perspective yarn for you gents today. You'll have to forgive me, I'm fucking dustier than fucking Brizy after a big stint in the crematorium. But my fucking carry-on's airlines. How are they just allowed to cancel on us all the time these days? Every second flight I catch is just fucking cancelled. Anyway, yarn is fucking go down to Melbourne for a fucking mate's wedding. Fucking heading down on the Friday. The boys I'm flying with, their flight's cancelled, mine gets through. So I've got about 4 hours to fucking kill till they all get down there and we can get stuck into our work. So I'm off to Southern Cross Station for some prime fucking people watching because I love it. Get down there just judging all the creatures getting around the flats. It was fucking a great show. Fast forward to fucking Sunday. We're all flying out on the Monday morning. Got a fucking 8 o'clock flight, so got to be at the airport real early. Me and my mate found ourselves at the club about 2 o'clock on the Sunday night there. So we're fucking gone, fuck it. In for a penny, in for a pound, and just sent it. Assuming that we'd just get home at 6 o'clock, one of the boys would drive us to the airport, get on the flight, happy days. Anyway, we stumble home, fucking get in the car, start driving to the airport. I get a text, my flight's cancelled, but all theirs are still good. So fuck, what do I do? Drop us at the fucking Southern Cross Station, would you? I'll do a bit more fucking people watching. Now I'm still in all my fucking clothes from the night before, still fucked off me fucking head. I get down there, have a fucking perch up in the corner, do a bit of people watching. Anyway, I fall asleep, fucking come to. I've got a fucking Big Mac meal in front of me, some fucking legends bought us, and a bit of cash. I've become one of the creatures. So I guess what I'm trying to say here, boys, we're all just one big bender away from them. Don't judge them, because you'll be them one day. Fucking stay out of yourselves.
Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready? Okay.
Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.